This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Doc Tales and More Radio. That's right, Spike. Sorry, everyone. I hope you don't mind. I brought my dog Spike to help with the intro. Doc Tales and More Radio is your spot for any tips and tricks for your pets, from dogs, cats. Yes, Spike, even those kind of pets as well. So, if you're ready for some great information and some fun with your pets, then stay tuned into Doc Tales and More Radio. No, Spike, I haven't forgotten who hosts the show. Here's your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to Doc Tales and More Radio. All right, you're on FM 96.1 AM 1170. The answer to the show, brought to you by the Bahia Sur Kennel Club, and we've got a great group of folks in the house. What's your first name?
Sue.
All right, we got Sue, and we got
Margaret.
Margaret. Wait a minute. I think we have more than one Margaret in here. And we got another Margaret, right?
No, Lauren.
Oh, Lauren. Yeah, talk to me. And then we've got silent guests. What's your name? The guy over in the shuttle driver. What's your name? Who?
Hector.
Hector. Okay. All right. So I had not spoken to anybody from the Bahia Sur Club. Why don't you kind of give us a rundown? Pull that mic a little bit closer to you and
sure.
Tell us.
Sure. It's Margaret.
Hi, Margaret.
Bahia Sur Kennel Club was formed in 1976.
Wow.
I mean, it became official in 1976. Mm-hmm. A local group of people met, I think, around 74, and, mm-hmm. and got together, and they decided to form the club. The territory for the club is from the Mexican border to about central San Diego, I believe.
Okay.
I'm not sure on the northern part of the border, but it includes Imperial Beach and Coronado and Chula Vista. And it's actually called Bahia Sur Kennel Club of Chula Vista Incorporated.
Okay. Any particular dogs or all dogs?
It's an all-breed dogs
okay.
club, yeah.
And you have shows?
Yeah, we do. In fact, we have one coming up this coming weekend, Father's Day weekend.
Wow.
But it's going to be in Valley Center at Bates Nut Farm.
Bates Nut Farm. Yeah. Yeah, if anybody knows anything about Bates Nut Farm, I mean, you know, they'll have no problem finding that one.
Oh, it's a great place.
It really is a great location. Yeah. I mean, you got the trees, you got the store, yeah. You got plenty of places to park, and the dogs love it.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, if you come as a family, we're going to actually have dog show tours. We're going to have a gentleman that does dog show tours, and he explains exactly how dog shows work
mm-hmm.
and how dogs are graded and what happens. We're also going to have agility. Rally and obedience.
My co-host on the motorsports show, if you can believe that, she's a school teacher and she races out of Barona Speedway. She, you know, has rescue dogs. She has two rescue dogs that she just absolutely loves to death. And she calls me up and she says, I went down to Chula Vista and I did it was the South Bay, where they have you go hide someplace. And then she sits out there someplace and then they let the dogs loose and they have a sock and a scarf and it's a scent, you know, trials.
It's tracking.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she was, now she's a school teacher, so she's off all summer. So now she's volunteering and she's going to go do one and hike out in the hills someplace and, you know, then come back.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So, you know, so she's really getting into it. She wanted to come in today, but she had her time wasn't available. So what else are you going to be doing out at this show for the
public? It's going to be confirmation competition. There's junior showmanship. We can talk a little bit about that
sure.
in a little bit. And peewees, which is really great.
That's got to be fun.
And Sue will fill you in on
okay.
that. Really good.
So if you wanted to join the club, what are we talking about? Because I know that's what keeps clubs alive and well.
This club meets at Bonita Museum the third Monday of every month at 7 p.m.
And then if you want to join, what kind of...
you come and you fill out an application, mm-hmm. and it's not that hard.
Do you have to have a dog?
No.
Okay.
You don't have to have a dog. You can...
You just got to love dogs.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, see, I tell people all the time, you know, and you know, I mentioned it earlier, the COVID thing was kind of a double-edged sword for dog ownership because a lot of people were lonesome and, you know, didn't have family around. So what they do, they ran out and they either got a rescue or they bought a dog. And then now COVID's over with and they're back to their normal lifestyle. And now they realize, well, I want to go on vacation. What am I going to do with this dog? You know, and then some dogs were abandoned. Some of them were sent, you know, to, you know, different kennels and what have you. So that's why that's kind of what sparked me into doing this dog show. Plus my wife is, and I've been married 25 years. And I didn't ask enough questions when I married her. I just said I wasn't into kids. And she says, neither am I. I'm into dogs. How bad could that be? So we've been married 25 years, never been to a hotel, never been on vacation, and never been anywhere together because I take care of the dogs. And the one lady we did get involved to take care of the dogs so we could go someplace got all crazy and went and bought a Ford van, and she's on her way to Oklahoma. So she's not sticking around to help us take care of the dogs.
Well, tell them why she's going to Oklahoma.
She's going to go over
there.
Yeah, for a dog. I mean, and she bought, I don't know, she's got somebody. We got two of her dogs. I go, what are we doing with two of her dogs? We need to send those back up, but that's another thing. But once you get into the dog world, I mean, it's addictive.
Oh, yeah. And dogs bring you such joy. They really do. And it's tragic that people don't take the time to properly train.
Right.
And make them a part of your family. Right. I mean, yeah, people got a dog because they were staying home because of COVID. And then all of a sudden their life changes. And where's the dog go?
Yeah, where's the dog go?
The dog ends up in animal shelter or wherever.
Yeah, or just abandoned on the street, which is even worse.
Yeah, even that's happening.
Yeah. Yeah. But so what kind of dogs do you have?
I have Norwegian Elk Hounds.
Oh, my goodness. I'm glad I'm not married to you.
Yeah. Oh, they're wonderful.
They're horses.
They're not horses. They're medium-sized dogs.
Oh, okay. I've got Rottweilers. I don't even know what I'm saying, right?
They're a double-coated dog, but they do surprisingly well in the heat. Their coat actually acts as an insulator.
No kidding.
The heat in and the heat out. They're pretty well-regulated.
And they're probably great dogs.
They're family dogs.
Yeah.
They love kids. They're wonderful. Wonderful.
Sue, what do you got?
I have Scottish Terriers.
Oh, my grandmother had a Scottish Terrier when I was little.
And I have a litter of pugs right now. My son has our Westie and our Cardigan Welsh Corgi.
Wow. So you have a nice mix.
Yes, I do.
They all get along?
Pretty much.
Yeah. As long as this food's not involved, right?
Yeah, and girls.
Oh, girls.
Yeah,
well,
doggy girls.
Yeah, doggy.
Doggy girls, yes.
If I hear anyone more howling, because I do car reviews, and invariably I'm getting ready to do a car review at home. Next thing I hear, and then all of them are all, and they all do it at the same time. Has anybody figured out why they
it's a chorus. They like to join in.
Why do they do that? And they all do it when I'm getting ready to do, radio. Now, Lauren, you and I have talked before, because you have,
if I'm not mistaken, Shelties. And used to have boxers. Unfortunately, we don't anymore.
That had to be recent.
It was. It was late last year. We lost our last boxer in old age, as it happens. That's the hard part of having these wonderful pets.
I don't like getting involved with dogs, you know, even though we've been married 25 years, because I'm a softie. If I watch American Idol, I cry for 2 hours, okay? So it kills me to lose a dog. So we got this dachshund from New York. And she had a litter of puppies, and one of the litter mates was the number one dachshund in the nation. So my wife just had to have her, you know, for breeding purposes. And so the dog comes to our house. I walk in the door, and I'm going, oh, my goodness, what do we have here? Dog runs, jumps up on my chest, flips upside down, and starts licking my ear. So I'm rubbing her tummy and everything like that. I go, what's up with this? And she told me. I said, all right, so what are we going to do, you know, once you're done breeding? Oh, well, you know, it's either going to go back to New York or, you know. You can't do that. Look at this dog. She's stuck to me like glue. And she gets so excited just when she sees me. I don't know what the deal is. So it's a great thing. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, a whole lot more dog tales and more brought to you by Bahia Sur Kennel Club right here on KCBQ AM 1170, The Answer. We'll be right back. folks. Welcome back to Dog Tales and More Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170. The Answer, brought to you by Bahia Sur Kennel Club down in Chula Vista.
Yeah, that's our territory. It's Chula Vista and South Bay.
Perfect. We got Sue, Margaret, Lauren, Robin, the silent one, and Hector, the chauffeur driver. So we're going to sit here and talk to you now about what they're going to offer you at this show next weekend, which I think my wife is attending, if I'm not mistaken. So kind of give us a rundown, and then we'll have Sue jump in as well with some information, as well as Lauren.
Okay. First of all, Bahia Sur online has a Facebook page.
Okay.
And so if you go online and you just look up Bahia Sur Kennel Club, it'll take you to their Facebook page. There isn't a whole lot on there right now, but there's going to be shortly about the show and what it offers.
Okay.
If you have a particular breed that you want to see, this is a 3-day show, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You can go to our superintendent, Jack Bradshaw, and it's jackbradshaw.com. Mm-hmm. And on that page, you will find a table of contents on the left-hand side. You just look up the show Bahia Sur Kennel Club, and you will find a judging list in there and all kinds of information. And you can find your breed and when it's going to be shown.
Right. So if you're and the purpose of that is, if you're thinking of buying a dog, but you don't know what breed you want, this is absolutely the perfect place to go, because you could go talk to as many people as you want about all these different breeds of dogs. I live in an apartment. I have kids.
Exactly.
Because
they can tell you about their particular dogs,
right?
And they're really good about, you know, you go ringside, you watch them, and when they come out of the ring, you can talk to them briefly and ask them questions. Sometimes people are in a hurry because they're in between classes or whatever, but generally speaking, people are pretty friendly about.
Or if you see them sitting over where their kennels are, and
absolutely,
and the dogs are in their kennels resting, and they're. That's a good time to, you know, don't do it the minute they walk off the ring, because you're right. Mm-hmm. It could be a conflict and they have to get to another ring with another, because sometimes they, and be careful that there's people that show dogs and then there's people that own the dog.
Yeah. And just bear in mind that if you're interested and you want to come out, the one thing, you cannot bring your family dog with you.
No.
If your dog is not entered,
don't bring
it. You cannot bring it onto the show grounds.
And you can't enjoy the show if you're bringing your dog, because now you got to take care of your dog, and you're going to put him or her amongst
hundreds.
It's
a great place to just walk around and look and see.
And learn.
And ask questions.
Yeah.
We've got a gentleman that's going to do dog show tours.
So what is that going to consist of?
He has information from the American Kennel Club. He hands out information, and he sets up a little booth, and you can actually sit there, and he can show you exactly what goes on and what it takes to show a dog, so that when you're ringside watching these dogs and you're going, oh, well, they're running around in a circle, what's the deal? Well, he will explain ahead of time exactly what they're doing. All judging is done to standards for the individual breeds. It's almost like a blueprint.
Oh.
You know, for a particular breed, say your dog has to be so tall, so wide, so the coloring, the eyes, the ears, the presence.
How well does it stack?
And how well
and what
does
is
it move?
Stacking, you know?
And how well does it move?
Right, because if it flops around and it's not paying, you know, if it's, and usually you could tell when they go like you know, just straight as an arrow, and there's everything is perfect. That's the beauty.
Well, you know, not all breeds single track. I mean, it depends on the individual breed and what the standard calls out. Judges are supposed to judge to the standard for dogs. The other thing that people need to understand too, the American Kennel Club has a lot of stuff you can do with your dog. Your dog doesn't have to be a purebred. It can be a part bred. It can be a mix. There are a lot of performance events out there that you can compete your dog in.
Sure.
And
it's a great place to learn. And there's nothing better than, and then if you want your dog to sleep good at night, get involved in some of these events, because they'll sleep like a baby by the time they're done.
Oh, yeah. And you'll learn so much about your own dog's temperament. And what it can do, and I I got into agility kind of late. I mean, I can't run anymore. I'm older. Mm-hmm. And but I had such fun doing it with this one dog of mine. And he, when we would get to the place where we would do our practices, that dog would get so excited. He knew where we were going. He knew what we were going to do. And he was absolutely in heaven.
Beside himself.
Yes. Yes, he was. So it's really great. But there's a lot of programs for young people.
I was just going to bring that up. Should we let Sue kind of talk about that?
I think Sue should. She is really well-versed.
Because I think having the children involved does a lot, not only for the dog, but even more so for the child.
Yeah, I just want to mention something, though. On Thursday of this week, there will be special shows for special breeds.
That's
like
right.
Yeah. Great Danes, poodles. I'm not sure what other ones are.
But people can find that on the website.
Golden Retriever.
Golden Retrievers. Same thing. A dog show for those breeds. But on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we have junior showmanship. And that's for children from the age of 9 mm-hmm. to 18 years old. And they go in their classes, and that's by age, by levels of expertise. And they show their dog, and they're judged on it. Now, what is really exciting is on Saturday from at noon in Ring 3, there will be an exhibition of 5 to 9-year-olds that will be showing their little dogs with their parents in the ring. It's not a competition, but it is something where these children get to be involved with their dog. It's so much fun. There's always applause. Everyone enjoys it.
Sure.
I make sure the children get big rosette ribbons, big backpacks full of things. They get cupcakes at the end.
Aww.
And there's a big group picture.
Is that the Pee-wee class?
Pee-wees. Pee-wees is so exciting. Everybody loves to come and watch Pee-wees. There's so much applause.
And I tell people that if you have a child that maybe doesn't really know what he or she wants to do, try the dog community. I mean, my wife was, when she was younger, she wasn't one to speak a lot. She was kind of shy. And her mother got her into showing dogs. And she's been doing it her whole life. And she'll tell you to this day, it was the best thing that ever happened to her. Because it taught her to come out of her shell.
Exactly.
And get engaged. And then that competitive spirit to try to win.
You know, likewise, my daughter was, she did it with me for years, and we just had such a good time. But
right, her and her mother did, too.
It got her through junior high
right. And
high school, and I, you know, there was all kinds of opportunities there mm-hmm. at the time, and she just loved it.
Yeah, and you see the end result, but you'll never know it until you try it. So you need to go to these shows, take your children, you know, and just, you know, and talk to people that are in either the Pee-wee class or the next one. And I think, what, everybody pretty much in the Pee-wee class gets a ribbon of some kind?
A big rosette and
right.
a big backpack full of things. We make it fun.
Right.
Juniors is something where it teaches children responsibility, a real bond with right. their pet, and also how to dress, how to talk
right.
to adults. It is a real big deal, and yeah. it is a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, we've got the lady I was telling you about that was supposed to take care of our dogs, is now showing dogs. Her grandson has gotten involved, Josiah, and he won, I think he's 9 or 10. He won his class, and you should see the look on his face. Mm-hmm. And he was a real quiet kid. He had brothers, you know, that were older than him, but he is shining like a new penny. Yes.
Oh, yeah, they just love it.
And he shows Rottweilers.
Yeah.
Which you would think that would be a kind of a... But there again, that's where that relationship comes between the person showing the dog and the dog itself. Because mm-hmm. dogs, all they want to do is please you. They do everything humanly possible to make you happy as well.
I believe, too, with Pee-wees, you can sign up
yes.
at the show.
Yes, at the dog show.
Okay.
It's free.
absolutely free. You come to the Ring 3 at noon on Saturday with your child and your dog, and I will get you signed up.
Excellent.
No problem at all. It's a liability thing, and we make sure that,
we're
covered. But it's a... What a great experience for your child.
And I think it's you guys almost enjoy it as much as the kids.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Because you could see, who knows, future.
I think so.
The future is right there with those kids.
Yeah, I'll be at the show and I'll be going, when's Pee Wee's? What time does it start? Where's it at? What ring?
Well,
I got to be there. I want to take some photos.
Because that's where the fun is.
Yeah. And with junior showmanship, these children are better handlers than a lot of the adults.
I know, isn't that funny? Yeah. And these kids, when they do this, from what I have experienced, they make better people.
I think so.
I think they do, dealing with just society in general.
My son was a junior all the way up to 18.
Was he really?
Yes. Yeah, so was my daughter. Yeah, it's a big deal.
How about you, Lauren?
Well, I think that these kids learn how to do something on their own without
being
attached to their parent. They already have a dog that they love and have a bond with. Mm-hmm. So what a great way for them to start and learn to get out in front of strangers and perform or speak or whatever venue they end up in. But starting it out with your dog, who's your best friend, in a peewee class really teaches these kids how to get out there and shine and not be shy.
Right. And it's so funny, too, because when you're showing your dog, whether you're a peewee or in the next group or an adult, after you've showed it, that dog is so happy to have showed. Whether it wins, loses, or draws, it makes no difference.
Oh, yeah.
But that dog gets excited. It's jumping up and down. And that just warms your heart. And in turn, the dog is happy to do that for you because that's really who they're doing it. Well, I think you're right. When the dog knows it's going to a dog show, they get really excited because they know they're going to get to go and show off.
No, and they do know when they win.
Yes, they do.
Even with my dogs at home, and I don't show them anymore. I'm not that, I'm not into that right now.
Right.
But if I take them somewhere, if I take them to a park or they know I'm getting ready, I break out a leash or a collar.
Oh, jeez.
And they're just, oh, Mom.
Where are we going? Where are we going?
It's amazing. And I know a lot of you out there can relate to that. Your dogs love to go for walks. They love to be involved in family.
Absolutely.
And it's so important. It's important not to relegate them to your backyard and just forget about them.
And forget, no, you can't do that or throw them. I mean, no, that just would make me crazy.
And the other neat thing with Bahia Sur Kennel Club this coming weekend is going to be the obedience in the rally. It's really amazing.
Let's talk about that.
Lauren can talk to you.
Yeah, we'll talk about that when we come back on the break, because I think that right there in itself. And then I'd like to talk about, do you need volunteers for your shows?
Yes.
To help out, whether it be parking or just all the little the things that you need to do where you need volunteers. We'll talk about that when we come back, too.
Okay.
This is Dog Tales Radio and More, brought to you by the Bahia Sur Kennel Club, right here on KCBQ AM 1170, The Answer. Folks, welcome back to Dog Tales Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. Brought to you by Bahia Sur Kennel Club, and they've got a phenomenal show kicking in next week up at Bates Nut Farm, a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah.
And if you're off Thursday and you got nothing to do, there's going to be some specialty shows as well. All right, so we're going to talk to Lauren a little bit, and your topic is...
My topic is that you don't have to have a purebred dog to go to a dog show and have some fun and compete.
But everybody thinks you do.
A lot of people do.
Yeah.
But So what these ladies have been talking about is basically these dogs that go in for what we call confirmation. They go through all one breed together, and they pick out which is the best one of mm-hmm. that breed. So that's called confirmation. But dogs, purebred and mixed breed dogs, can all go show in the sports, like agility, rally obedience, regular obedience, scent work. That's a big one now.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So at this show, you should go and check out the obedience rings. There's regular obedience where they heel and sit and stay, come when they're called. And then there's another real fun obedience venue now called rally obedience, where basically these little signs are put out in the ring and you go in on your own. There's no judge. You follow the directions on the signs and have your dog do whatever it is the sign says he has to do. Sit down, go to heel position, etc. But again, the thing I love so much about the obedience faction at the dog shows is it's for anybody's dog. It doesn't matter if it came from the pound, if it's purebred or not. And it's a lot of fun.
Right. Especially if you have a good relationship with your dog and the dog listens to your commands.
Right.
You know, you don't need a lot of training. I mean, really.
You have to have a good relationship. And I think the one reason I got so involved in obedience and teaching it, as I discovered over my many years in the dog world, that a lot of the dogs that are relinquished to the shelters or the pounds are because the people don't know how to handle them or train them.
Right.
So an untrained dog is not always a lot of fun to live with. So my passion has always been teaching beginning obedience classes for various obedience clubs, and I do it privately for groups.
Wow.
Because if I can get these dogs trained with their owners, the chance that dog ending up in the pound is much less.
And you guys, and I'm sure, and I haven't spoken to you about it, but I bet you've got probably a 95%, if 99% win rate, you know, getting that dog trained
absolutely.
To the parent.
And I found with another club that had large obedience classes, most of the beginning obedience dogs that would show up in my beginning classes were rescues.
Yeah.
They were from the pound.
Right.
Well, they went to the pound because somebody just couldn't deal with them.
Well, and because the dog pretty much became the alpha male. And unless you explain to the dog, no, I'm in charge.
Yeah.
And,
got to know. They have to trust their leader.
True.
And you need to be the leader.
Yeah, and you got to be. You couldn't say it any better than that.
No.
And then once they do that, then everything, it's like flicking on a light switch.
Right. And so many of the dogs that have gone through my beginning obedience classes, they've had such a good time at it, and they realized how much fun they could have with their dog. A lot of these people are out there showing their dogs now, and they'll be up there at Bates having a good time with their dog.
Well, it's getting the most out of your pet is what it amounts to.
Right.
Because the more you train and the more you interact with the dog, I mean, the dog loves the attention.
Absolutely.
And could you cheat and bring a snack to make it move around?
No, but you can train with snacks. But when you're showing, you get your hand slapped there, Dave, if you came in the ring with that.
I'm the cookie monster at our house.
You are. I can tell you're a sucker for that, aren't you?
Plus, I can move. My wife will come out, honey. I go, what? I can't get so-and-so to come into the garage and go in the kennel. Minute I walk to the door, they go, oh, the cookie monster. And that dog comes roaring in the ground. It goes right in his kennel, turns around, and waits for the cookie.
Yep. They can peg a sucker every time.
Every time. And I'm happy to do it. Dude, we go through cookies like I just went and bought six boxes, because in cookie, out cookie. In a cookie. My wife says, why is so-and-so getting so fat? I have no idea. Wouldn't
guilty.
Know anything I know. So now I break the cookies in half. I give them a half a cookie.
If you say cookie in my house, suddenly the dogs appear out of nowhere.
Yeah. I didn't even know I had this many dogs.
It's the magic word. The magic word.
Oh, yeah.
So just so everybody's thinking about it, you can't put cookies in your pocket when you go in the competition.
No. Now, in confirmation.
Yeah, you have your little bait bag.
Yes, in confirmation, you have your bait with you. Yeah.
See, that's why everybody in every show should have a guy that you have that'll teach you what you're going to see. Because there's nothing worse than going to the show and not know why is he doing that? Why is she doing that? Why is the dog not doing? Yeah, yeah. You need to get a little dog, so then you can get back in the ring again. A little teeny dog, you know, that goes real slow.
I'm afraid mine would have him for lunch.
Oh, I bet not. I bet you have lovers.
They're good dogs.
Yeah, they are.
They really are.
So, but I think, and talk to me a little bit about those. The you have Confirmation, which we
Confirmation
explain
a,
that.
For, it's a beauty contest.
Oh, that's the best
and
way to put
so,
it.
So, like, all the boxers will go in the ring together.
Correct.
First, the males, then the females.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then they get judged against each other according to their standard, what they should look like.
Okay.
So, the confirmation is a beauty contest.
Okay. The next one.
And then you have obedience. And okay. That's when you go into the ring and the judge will tell you, the handler, forward, halt, mm-hmm. sit your dog, down your dog, and then you do each of those exercises mm-hmm. with your dog. So that's regular
and without touching
obedience.
Your dog, without touching.
Well, they're
dog.
On a leash,
oh, okay.
And then they'll have you do it on the leash, and then you'll take the leash off, mm-hmm. and they will repeat the thing with the dog's off leash.
Okay.
So there is different levels of obedience and mm-hmm. what we call rally obedience.
Right.
That's the one done with the signs, where you just follow the signs. The judge isn't directing you.
Okay.
And so you do it either on leash, and then if you've graduated, you go in and you do the same thing, maybe a little bit more difficult mm-hmm. procedures in there.
Sure.
Without a leash on your dog.
Gotcha. And then scent trials, I think you
the
said?
The scent trials, we won't have any at this show, but
okay.
They usually run separately. Takes a lot of equipment and stuff to be ready for these, but the dogs are trained to find a particular scent. And so it could be hidden in a box, or some of them, they mm-hmm. might take you in an interior room and hide things in a little schoolroom, and mm-hmm. your dog has to find them. That's higher level.
Right.
It's very
I kind of think, wouldn't that be neat if every dog knew how to do that?
They know how to do it. It's the owners.
It comes natural.
You got to put it, see, you just have to put it together with the owner and figure out how to do it as a team.
Gotcha. What else? Was that
well,
pretty?
Earth Dog. They have Earth Dog.
Oh, yeah.
What's that?
Mm-hmm. Earth Dog is where terriers and dachshunds will go down into a hole. And in the old country, they would be going after a badger.
That's mm-hmm. That was their job.
Right. Yep. And there is a little rat down there who is so blasé about it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're supposed to say, bark and say, oh, look, there's a rat.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that they yep. have, you know, alerted.
Okay.
There's also barn hunt, where there's big bales of hay.
Mm-hmm.
They hide a little rat in a tube in there, and your dog has to find it. It's so exciting, and
I bet
all of the mm-hmm. terriers that I know just love to do that.
I did it with a boxer. It was
sure.
a blast.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, any dog could do it.
Yeah, I did it with my Norwegian Ilk Hounds.
Yeah.
I'd yeah. send them through a tunnel. The first thing you do is you sit them,
uh-huh.
and then you the judge says proceed, and you go tunnel,
and
the
it takes
dog
off.
Go through the tunnel. The dog has to go through a tunnel. The dog has to climb through the course of looking for
uh-huh.
the rats. And they can be hidden all over. There's different levels.
Sure, sure.
And you start out with just finding one rat in a tunnel, and they have right. to still have to climb. But when it gets advanced, there's several hidden. And the hay is stacked really high, and they go all over.
It's
the
a blast.
Place.
I bet
it's
that.
A blast
it
to watch.
Such
that.
Fun to watch.
Yeah, that
it really
would be
is.
That would be fun to watch. So I want to go back a little bit to the training where the gentleman talks to you about the dog show. Do they talk to you about how they're scored? How the dogs are scored?
He will. Yeah,
okay.
And it's based on
because that's still confusing to
it's
me.
It's based on the number of dogs of your breed that are competing,
right?
And they have what they call majors,
like right?
It takes X amount of dogs for a 3-point major,
right?
A few more for a 4,
right.
and additional ones for a 5-point
exactly.
major. And when dogs are competing for their championships, they have to have one. At least 2 majors.
Gotcha.
It can be a 3 or 4 or a 5-point major, but they have to win it.
And then if you don't have enough dogs in that group, there's a good chance there won't be any majors.
No yeah. majors, but you can get points.
You can get points.
Yeah. Now with AKC, if you, say I have a male Norwegian elk hound
mm-hmm.
and I bring him to a show and there's only a female competing,
so
the judge will go over my male
mm-hmm.
and give me a first place. And
because you're the only one
then
there.
I go out of the ring and I wait, and the female goes in and he goes over the female. And then he brings them both in together and he has them go around the ring and watches their movement. And mm-hmm. he may go back over and check their shoulder lay sure. back or whatever again. And then he designates a dog for breed mm-hmm. and a dog for best of opposite. And so okay. whoever gets the breed has won over the opposite sex dog.
25 years. I just
and
figured this out.
They get a point. So that's just recent. That's yeah. just recent.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they had to change it because sometimes they don't have as many dogs entered.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
they have to figure out how to deal with that situation.
Yeah,
because
you're coming all that
points.
Way to
yeah.
go to the show. And, you know, the worst thing to say is, well, welcome to the show, but you're not yeah. getting anything.
Exactly. So they've changed that. They've yeah. loosened up, and it helps. I mean, I cannot tell you how many times I have looked for majors and not been able to find
right.
them.
Right.
And in order to find them, you had to travel.
Right.
And then you're taking your chances.
Right.
I mean,
and then, but
hotel.
To get a championship, your dog has to earn a certain amount of
That's
wins.
True too.
That's the hard
yeah.
part.
And another little side note, if you are a type of person that doesn't feel comfortable showing, you could hire people that will show dogs for you.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And that's
yeah.
a, you know, and there's some people out there that are five star. Mm-hmm. You're going to pay a little bit more for that person. And there's a good chance if you hire he or she, you could win.
Yeah.
If that's because let's face it,
if that's your thing, that's
showing dogs is really addictive. Okay. Because the more you win, the more you want to win. And just like my friend, our friend Michelle, she's driving to Oklahoma in a week or two. I don't know what's going on. All of a sudden, Oklahoma and Tennessee are all majors. I mean, and we're talking oh, 5-point majors.
Yeah. Yeah, they got a big show in Oklahoma about this time of year.
Yeah, so she's going to drive out there because, and she's hired.
Yeah.
Perry Payson, I think, is his name. I can't remember what it is. Why do I know that? I'm a car guy. What am I doing? All right, let's take a quick break. We come back. Whole lot more. Last segment of Dog Tales and More with the Bahia Sur Kennel Club coming up next week at Bates Nut Farm. Be there, be square, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Fun for the whole family, and it's free to go check out the show. You don't have to pay a dime. But if you want to join the club, they'll help you out with that. If you want to volunteer, go to their website. Because once you get around dog people, you'll never, ever change. Right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. All right, folks, welcome back to Dog Tales and More Radio. FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. This is brought to you by the Bahia Sur Kennel Club. They're having a dog show up at Bates Nut Farm next week, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I did make a little faux pas. Parking, there will be a small charge for parking, and that's due to the people that own the property. The club doesn't charge you. It'll just be the folks that own Bates Nut Farm. And it's nominal. It's not going to break your bank. But, yeah, so make sure when you go up there, you'll have that, you know, you'll be aware of that. So have you got anybody that's going to be a pretty good sponsor for this upcoming show?
You know, we have some great vendors coming there.
Ah, who do you got?
And we have...
if you can remember.
Oh, I can't remember the names. I'm sorry.
Don't you hate that? Yeah. Well, next time we'll bring...
But, well, Lucy Pets is going
to
be
there. Yeah, I just talked to Lucy. What's his name? David, I think.
I think it is David. Yeah. And he has some really good pet food.
Right.
Very knowledgeable about food and ingredients and what to look for,
right.
what to avoid.
And then you have another, it's a lady. She has all these little toys. And
it's Hoots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hoots.
Sherry, yeah.
Sherry Hoots.
Yeah. And they, she's got all kinds of dog leashes and
you name it.
Grooming supplies and collars and combs and brushes and. Beds, dog beds.
Everything
dog.
And you know, another one I found, and I called and left a message. I haven't heard back. They are professional pooper scoopers. They come to your home, come to your business.
Wow.
And all they do is pick up poop. And I said, you got to come on dog tails anymore. Because that's the only prenup I have at my house. I don't pick up poop. I can't do it. I just get ill.
Yeah, that's right. Cute. Then so, we have another one that's going to have a lot of dog toys, too.
Yeah.
All kinds of dog toys. And
there's a whole lot more. I mean, yeah. And that's another educational place to go.
Yeah.
I think I was happy about hoping to get Lucy on. Because I think dog food is a lot to do with what's going on with the health of dogs.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
I mean, I know people that have to, you know, they don't trust anything out there, and they basically cook their own food. But mm-hmm. It seems to me like from what I've seen going to the website that David at Lucy's mm-hmm. seems to have it figured out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that's really good food.
Right. So your shows probably go from what, like 9 in the morning till 3 or 4 in the afternoon?
We start at 8.
Okay.
8 in the morning, and yeah, you're right about
it. And can you get the schedule off of your website as to what's going to be shown at what time?
I'm going to put it on Facebook.
Okay.
I haven't done that yet, but anybody that wants information now can go to Jack Bradshaw.
I was just going to say Jack Bradshaw will have it too.
Yeah, Bradshaw. It's actually J.B. Bradshaw. Or Jay Bradshaw. I'm sorry, jbradshaw.com.
Okay. All right. And then, like I said, if you have a specific breed in mind,
mm-hmm.
you know, like a pug for some reason, pugs are the, you know, everybody's into pugs
yeah.
nowadays.
And
yeah. talk to a lot of pug owners. And
you
they,
can look at the judging schedule. It'll be right
yeah,
there.
That's
yeah.
excellent.
Just look up, click on Bahia Sur.
Right.
And then a page will open up, and there will be a judging schedule there. Click on that, and then you can
click
through.
Your times and yeah. But I think, you know, if you're thinking of getting a dog, you know, and even though my wife raises championship, you know, Rotties and Dachshunds, you know, but there's plenty. The Helen Woodward is another great outlet for dogs, you know, but you want to get the history. You need to understand what it is you're thinking of buying, you know, like nothing worse than, you know, getting a St. Bernard and you live in a one-bedroom apartment. You know,
you need to get a breed that suits
your lifestyle
yeah. and your home.
You know, a good point on that is also the American Kennel Club has what they call parent clubs for each breed.
Oh.
And you can look up a parent club by the name of the breed.
Really?
And you'll find a lot of useful information there.
Right. And I've noticed, too, when you're looking at a dog or if you're at a facility, mm-hmm. the dog will come to you. Instead of you picking out the dog, I like to let the dog come to you. The one, I mean, for some reason, like the one I was telling you about, that little dachshund, I mean, we got dogs all over the place, and this little guy come to me like and stuck to glue. I mean, I can't. I have to take her and put her next to me and put a blanket over her. And as long as my hand is on her back, she'll stay on that couch with me until I get up and leave. So don't you kind of see dogs will come to you versus you going to the dog? No?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah.
Sometimes? Mm-hmm. Maybe not every time? Yeah.
All puppies have different personalities.
Right.
They really do. Some are a little more shy. Some are really outgoing.
Yeah.
Some
but I
just
think dogs.
Be loved.
Scratch, 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 scratch. That's the problem having Rottweilers and Dachshunds. I have a Rottie. She's 92 pounds, and a Dachshund that we have. That's, by the way, my mother-in-law had Dachshunds. She's just since passed away. That's why we have monsters and little guys. But the Rottie thinks that she's supposed to do what the Dachshund does when the Dachshund jumps up on the couch. Well, when a 90-pound rock comes flying across the room, and she had it figured out to jump middle of the air, and in middle of the air, her whole body would turn and slam up against my right side. And the one time, I think my wife did it on purpose, I was asleep, and the dog was coming, and I think she just let her jump. And man, I about jumped out of my skin. But then, you know, the rock just looked up at me like, "Hi, Dad, how's it going?" Don't ever do that again.
Did you miss me?
I thought their plane crashed into the house is what I thought had happened. But now going back to the club, this is, folks, I can't tell you how much fun you're going to have, because everybody that I've talked to that's gone to a club for the first time, I mean, they have nothing but phenomenal stories. They got educated. And if you have a pet, you can't, we recommend you can't, well, you can't bring your house pet to the show. Because it won't be any fun for you or you need to come by yourself, buy some trinkets for the dog, buy some treats. That way they won't be mad at you when you come home because you left them.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, Bates Nut Farm is so beautiful. There's a store there.
Yeah.
It's a country store. And
yeah.
They have every nut and fruit known to man.
Chocolate covered, dark chocolate nuts.
Their candies are phenomenal.
They have a petting zoo.
Yeah, they do. That's right.
Yeah.
And that's, and so that's bring the family, bring the kids, bring grandma, grandpa. The shade trees are all over the place. Yeah, it's really it's really a fun place.
They have a little clothing store there. You can buy hats. You can
buy all kinds of things,
country-oriented. And
yeah, it's really a fun place.
A lot of stuff that looks like antiques and in the back. Stuff you don't find everywhere.
Right.
It's really neat. It's
absolutely.
It's a great place.
And it's a great place to buy for people maybe in the family that just, they're hard to buy for. Mm-hmm. You'll find items there that you would never find anywhere else.
Kind gifts and stuff.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It'll make them say, "That was interesting." So,
you got that, and then you have the icing on the cake, which is the dog show.
Yeah, how many dogs do you think you'll have at the show?
Right around 800.
Oof. So if you can't pick a dog out of 800 folks, then there's
Saturday will be the biggest day.
Saturday will be the biggest day.
It'll be the biggest day, and the neat thing is, there's going to be about 45. 4 to 6 month puppies there. They have a class for beginning puppies. And that is another one like peewees. Yes. It is so cute. It is so cute to watch those puppies.
That is.
But they get introduced to the show ring. They have to have their shots and stuff.
Yes.
But they're young. They're 4 to 6 months old.
Great. They're a 4 to 6 month old. It's just like a child is 4 to 6 months old.
And anything can happen.
I was going to say, and you have no idea what you're going to get. You know, just open up that box of chocolates and just get ready. So, well, I can't thank you enough for coming in and sponsoring the show. I think it educated a lot of people. I'll get the show I'll get it this afternoon, and I'll shoot it to probably you. And then you could spread it to the group and put it on the website and use it if you have anybody that, you know, if you have somebody 14 years old in the club that could put it on social media. You know, I have no idea how to do that. I'm just going to tell you right now. I'm still into thumb drives, and Brendan just thinks that's the funniest thing on the planet. But, hey, what do I know about social media? But, this has been a lot of fun. I hope you guys enjoyed it. You guys been on radio before, ever?
With you?
Yeah. Okay, so this is it. That's good. I love it. All right, well, thanks a lot for coming in. I truly appreciate it. Folks, don't touch that dial. You ought to know it's right around the corner, FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer.